Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the Franchise Entrepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Keith Kamhai, who is a co-founder and CEO of the Great Play Franchise Opportunity. And Great Play first opened in Stamford, Connecticut in 2006 by fitness buffs Giles and Keith Kamhai, the franchise gym concept for kids. And that's coming up on segment two of Franchise Interviews. Stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Keith Kamhai, that's in segment two, who is the co-founder and CEO of the Great Play Franchise Opportunity. A Great Play first opened in Stamford, Connecticut in 2006 by fitness buffs Gile and Keith Kamhai. The franchise gym concept for kids offers fun-filled, motor-skilled, sports-skilled, and physical education classes for children ages 6 months through fifth grade, as well as birthday parties. So Don and I were both excited about that because, you know, to our loyal listeners, you know, we have kids. My son is 3 years old, and Don's kids are 6 years old. So it's very appropriate for today's show and really for all of our listeners. There's currently 7 locations with 4 gyms opening soon. About 20 locations are expected by the end of 2012. It says Great Play is redefining the youth physical development category with an innovative new collection of programs delivered in a patent-pending interactive arena. That sounds really cool. I'm looking forward to hearing about that from Keith. That makes developing skills fun and easy for children. And we've packaged it all into a step-by-step blueprint to help franchisees turn their passion for youth fitness into a thriving business. And I think one of the key words in that particular sentence is a blueprint. You know, a lot of times you hear different expressions for franchising. It's like a business in a box, or as we just mentioned, blueprint. And you follow those steps, and you're going to get the same results. It says the Business Press is calling Great Play an innovative concept in a fast-growing industry. Small Business Opportunities, they wrote an article about Great Play, and we actually have the copy right here, and some very interesting comments that they make about them. The article is called Riches in Recreation, Fresh Approach, and again, it came from Small Business Opportunities. I don't have an author here. I'll have to get that for you. But it says, making money is child's play, thanks to a new gym concept that makes parents and franchisors very happy. If you enjoy sports and gymnastics and love kids, this might be the perfect franchise for you to own or operate. An entrepreneurial couple with a concern for kids and fitness developed the concept. Great Play is an upgraded tumbling gym that uses computer technology and projectors to enhance the fun of fitness. Sounds like a really cool concept. I mean, the more we started researching this opportunity, we said, wow, this is really interesting. Just little bits and pieces from the article. I won't read the whole thing. Again, you can always go back to it, or we might be able to post a link somewhere up on our website where you can read it. So you don't have to be the first to be the best. Think of some of your favorite things. It may be a favorite restaurant or a favorite shirt. It doesn't matter. The person or persons behind them weren't the first to ever operate a restaurant or sell a shirt. They've just done it a lot better than others. Great Play is an innovative franchise children's gym concept in a fast-growing industry that has a decades of long track record of success. Yet, Great Play has introduced a wrinkle, a new and dramatically improved approach to kids' fitness that makes learning new skills fun and easy for children and has been recognized as one of the most innovative in the world. It's a pretty bold statement. Gile and Keith Kamhai, an entrepreneurial couple with a strong understanding of kids' fitness, began developing Great Play in 2003, and the concept was officially launched in 2006, as we were saying in the beginning of the show. From its inception, Great Play has significantly upgraded the traditional tumbling gym with a curriculum that helps children ages 6 months through 12 years old develop motor skills, sports skills, and fitness to foster a healthy, confident, and active life. Instruction is supported by Great Plays Interactive Arena that uses a patent-pending computer technology, half a dozen computers, 8 projectors, and more than a dozen sensing systems. So doesn't that get you kind of get your curiosity if you've never been in a Great Play? That bring blank walls and 3,000 square feet of space to life in an instant. Since opening its first gym in Stamford, Connecticut, Great Play has added 2 locations in Scarsdale, New York, and also Redmond, Washington, with openings in Chandler, Arizona, Atlanta coming soon. With its franchising program launched in 2008, Keith Kamhai expects to have about 25 locations open nationwide by the end of 2012. According to the International Health, Racquet and Sports Club Association, youth fitness is the second fastest growing segment in the fitness industry. We're going to have to circle that and talk to Keith about that. That's amazing, because one of the things we were talking about on last week's show is to look towards the industry. You know, passion, enthusiasm, all of those things are very important, you know, but if you're getting into something like, let's say, selling VCRs, it's not really going to help you, because that's not what's hot right now, right? Or, I mean, what's taking place in America? So you do have to look towards the industry. That's very important, and look and say, is there growth in this particular industry? There's been a lot of changes that have taken place in the United States over the last decade, and, you know, this is one of them. So the association recently recognized Great Play by naming it one of the 2 innovative brands in your youth fitness worldwide that's forcing the fitness industry to rethink what we know about kids' fitness. With Great Play, you get the security of being in a proven category with the competitive benefits of having revamped, dramatically improved, and differentiated offering in the category, Keith Kamhai said. So again, we're having Keith on the show today, and I mean, this is just, it seems like a fascinating concept to me. You know, when you first hear about some of these concepts, you say, okay, well, you know, what makes them different? And then you start researching them, you say, oh my God, I had no idea. It looks like they do parties and everything else. So, again, that's coming up in probably like about 15 minutes. Keith should be calling in. So looking forward to having him on the show today. Let's see, what do we got coming up? Well, next week is a show that is I've been very excited about, because I've been following this franchise a long time, Right at Home. And Right at Home was, if you go back in the history of franchise interviews, you go back to, I think it's our first or our second newsletter, we had an interview with Alan Hagar, who's the founder of the company. And this is going way back, I guess I want to say like about 8 years ago. And I did a feasibility analysis for my post-MBA degree, and I chose Right at Home. And this is the first time they're actually coming on our radio show, though. So I'm really looking forward to that. We've had about 6 non-medical senior care franchises on the show up to this point. I would say they're all very good. You know, they all have their interesting, like, niche in the market. They do something different, you know. And this is something I think that is very, for our listeners, you know, if you're in this situation where perhaps you have a parent who might be ready for non-medical senior care, in the sense that maybe you're afraid to leave them alone, or they might fall or get hurt, or little things like that, you know, it's really a great service. And once again, look towards the industry and look what's happened. This industry, again, as someone who's been following it for the last 10 years, has exploded exponentially. And there's still such a huge demand for this type of service. So again, the company's called Right at Home. Here's a little information on Right at Home. They're a privately held provider in home elder care and assistance, founded in 1995 by Alan Hagar, a hospital administrator who was concerned patients needed additional assistance after their discharge from the hospital. And one thing I just want to mention about that, too, is when you're looking to buy a franchise, also look towards the leadership of the company. In other words, do they have significant experience? We met last week with Pierre Panos, who is the founder and CEO of Fresh to Order. And this gentleman was born into the restaurant business. It sounds like he's been doing it his whole life. You know, so that's important, because the person that's actually steering the ship for the company, they have significant experience, and they've made a lot of mistakes over time, and they've had a lot of successes over time. And you're typically avoiding those failures, and you're just following the successes that the company's had, following that system, and, again, reaping the same rewards through that system that has been created by the franchisor. So he sought, and we're talking about Alan, he sought to assist their return to good health by becoming a certified nursing assistant and then launching Right at Home. Today, Right at Home generates more than $170 million in annual revenue through its 200-plus offices across the United States and the United Kingdom and also Brazil. Outlets are franchise-owned and operated, and staff-skilled professionals trained to provide home-based care for thousands of clients daily. This is a type of franchise opportunity. I always said if I ever got into franchising, it would be one industry that I would certainly look towards. You know, I think it's one of those feel-good type of franchises. It's nice to be in an industry where you get to provide a service that's important. You feel like you're making a difference in someone's life, and you can make money at the end of the day. So, and I think that today's example, Great Place, is probably a very similar type of opportunity where it's a feel-good type of franchise opportunity. Who else do we have coming up? We have Tom Scarta. I think that's on the 8th of September. We're going to have a clip from Tom today. He's fantastic. December 8th, kind of skipping. Again, we're booking shows for October as we speak right now and planning to announce our big November show. And if you say, what's so big about November? Well, that's going to be our five-year anniversary show, if you can imagine, that Don and I have been doing the show now 5 years, and our 250th show. So usually that show is a lot of fun. You know, we have kind of like a celebrity guest and things like that, and previous guests call in, and, you know, they congratulate us, and, you know, sometimes we even take callers during that particular day. So it should be fun. We always look forward to that show, especially because it's right before Thanksgiving and the holidays, and, you know, everyone's all excited and things like that. So we'll be announcing that probably like in another 3 or 4 weeks as far as who's going to be the celebrity guest for that particular show. December 8th, Joel LaBava is written a book called Becoming a Franchise Owner. And Joel really is one of the most knowledgeable people when it comes into franchising. I think he was kind of born into franchising as well. I know his dad was in franchising for a long time. And, you know, he gives you some great information. We've had him on the show twice. He's coming back for a third time. And, you know, when we ask someone back for a third time, that they're exceptional. So, and I think that's the most we've ever had someone on the show. We've had Michael Gerber on the show. Oh, I should know this. I want to say twice, two or three times. The following week, after December 8th, December 15th, Warren Gresius will be on our show for the third time. So that's, again, Warren is one of the best motivational speakers, entrepreneurial speakers, most knowledgeable person on the topic of sales. I've learned so much from just listening to Warren. So for me to be able to speak to someone like that is really a privilege. He's in the Hall of Fame of speakers. He's that good. That's a show that you definitely do not want to miss. How about we do this? Tom Scarta. I guess, you know, it's funny, when you read about Tom Scarta, he's a franchise consultant. He worked for, if I remember correctly, I think it was like the New York Transit System. And he wanted to change his life. And one of the best ways he thought he could do that is through franchising. So he went through a franchise consultant. And the funny thing is, when we had Tom on the show, the franchise consultant he went through was a woman that we had on the show, Carol Mercurio, who is just fantastic. And I'm trying to remember, I think he went into buying a smoothie franchise, and I can't remember which one it is. He might mention on this particular clip. But he gives some great advice, and as always, you know, Don and I ask, what advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise? So listen to what he says. I think you'll appreciate it.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now almost 5 years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from franchise consultant and a previous franchisee, Tom Scarta. And Tom has a wonderful, well, he actually has a bunch of wonderful quotes, but he mentions to buy based on what's good for you and not what's good for the neighborhood. I mean, how often have so many of us, you know, we've driving and you say, God, that would be a great place for Papa John's or a Subway. And you know, that's not really a good reason to get into franchising, where I suspect some people do. So listen to what Tom has to say as far as his advice to prospective franchisees. I thought he did a great job. Here we go.
Yeah, I think it's real interesting, Tom, you know, and what you're doing now, and you went through the whole process yourself, so I guess that's why you're having success now with Fran Choice, because you saw it, you know, worked for yourself. Like, even though, you know, the failure was not an option, I mean, you must have had, I mean, you know, just starting up a new business, it was your first time owning a business when you start up the Maui Wowie, right?
That's correct, yes.
So what was going through your, you know, thought process then? I guess you were just... You had some peace of mind knowing you were working with a specialist in franchising, which gave you some confidence, and you know, starting up a business maybe wasn't as, you know, nervous to you because of that. Is that was you know, the whole mindset you know, going in, Tom?
Yeah, and it's a coincidence. I don't know if, you know, one of your former interviewees, Carol Mercurio, who I think you know, was actually my consultant back in 2000.
Oh, wow.
She's great.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very, very cool. She helped me out greatly in this process. And said, you know, really, really set me up to have my mindset in the right frame of mind, I guess. And we, you know, dove into the investigation process, but also the franchise company was very helpful. They were very forthcoming with their information, really told us what it was going to be all about, and said to us, you know, this is not signing a franchise agreement and then becoming a millionaire. You know, this, like a lot of people join a gym, they think just by signing the gym agreement they're going to lose weight. You got to go to the gym. You got to
right,
work.
Right.
You got to.
She's
work
very good in you know, getting that information across to you. She probably taught you a few new things about yourself you didn't know because of
right.
her, you know, analysis and depth that, you know, your company goes into when you're speaking to a prospect, right?
Exactly. It was a soul searching experience. I use that phrase every day. I experienced it myself. And now I take my candidates through that same soul-searching experience where, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I love donuts. Let me open up a donut franchise. That's just a silly thing to do. That's not a good business decision. Or somebody will say, you know, there is no whatever in my neighborhood, so I think I should open one. And you should be buying a franchise based on what's good for you, not for the neighborhood.
Right. True. Yeah, so let me talk about... Tom, what types of characteristics you think make a good franchisee? I mean, you go through that whole process. You probably know pretty quickly whether someone's a pretty good match or not. But what are some of the top characteristics that make people successful?
Well, there are two very delineating points. Either you're an extrovert or an introvert. And just because you're an introvert doesn't mean that you're not a good franchisee. It just means that you may not want to be the kind of guy who's out drumming up your own business, and you might want something where it's more back office for you. So first we kind of figure that out. But you have to have a lot of self-confidence. You have to be able to know that you can be a success. And people don't realize, even if they're, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old in a corporate job, they're successful to where they're at. And then they have to open up their comfort zone and get to the next level. A lot of people are afraid of that. So you have to be a little bit fearless, be willing to take a leap of faith and know that you can do it, because you'll never find a concept that you're 100% in love with. There's always a little something missing. And I kind of use the analogy of when you're buying a house. You might find the perfect house in the perfect neighborhood, but there's probably something wrong. You might not have the right windows that you want or whatever, and you have to learn to live with it, get into it, and then fix it and work with it.
Right.
So you have to do that. But as far as characteristics go, it's really the yearning and the want to really make a change for your future. And not everybody's cut out to be a franchisee or a business owner. And, you know, we do need great people running, you know, great civil service systems or what have you, but you know, for me personally, I could just speak from personal experience. I was successful in transit. I mean, I moved very quickly up the line, but then realized that, you know, when I looked at the vice president and the president of transit, they weren't living in the houses I wanted to live in or driving the cars I wanted to drive, but business owners were. So if you got that drive, you can do it. And, of course, that's not for everybody. People are sometimes fine with a very simple lifestyle, and that's great. but I think you need.
You can actually hear that whole interview with Tom Skarda. We're going to play that on September 8th on Franchise Interviews. So why don't we do this? I see our guest Keith has called in. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team,
Big Mouth,
as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Keith Kamhike, who is a co-founder and CEO of the Great Play Franchise Opportunity. And Great Play is redefining the youth physical development category with an innovative new collection of programs delivered in a patent-pending interactive arena that makes developing skills fun and easy for children. Hey, Keith, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Very good. Thanks, Marty.
Oh, good. It's great to have you, Keith. We've been talking about this show. I don't know if you've been listening, probably for like about 6 weeks now, about you guys coming on. So we're very happy to have you on today. And in the beginning of the show, we're reading that article, or bits and pieces of it anyway, from Small Business Opportunities. We thought that was a fantastic article on you guys. I think it gave a great description about kind of like, you know, who you are and what you guys do. So congratulations on that. I think that's fantastic.
Thanks a lot. Yes, that was a nice piece, and it really captured what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Keith?
Well, I am calling from lovely Denver, Colorado, where the sky is blue and it's beautiful out.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's amazing how many franchises or franchisors are actually in the Colorado area. I think Don and I were going to declare that part of the country the franchise capital. It just seems like there's a lot going on in that part of the country these days, isn't there?
Well, it seems great. And, you know, our main offices are back in the New York area. That's where we started out.
Okay.
And we've been expanding so nicely out west that we've set up a second office out here to support West Coast expansion.
That's fantastic. So, Kit, what were you doing prior to coming to Great Play? I know you have an interesting background.
My immediate business before Great Play, I started a company called FitLinks, which was the leading technology provider to the adult fitness industry. And I was, you know, started it and ran it for about a dozen years. And we supplied technology that acted sort of like a personal trainer using a computer inside the gym. So it would coach you on your workouts, keep track of what you did, and you could check your results online. And that company is doing very nicely now. And from that vantage point, we started seeing the growth in the need for youth physical development programs and started actually selling some of our products, which weren't really initially intended for children's activities, but they started going into schools where we've been battling the you know, youth obesity crisis in the country.
Right.
And more of the growth of the industry was going to two segments, being the aging baby boomers on the one end and the young kids on the other end, and just really saw an opportunity to jump into kids' fitness as the next great idea. And so, you know, a few years back, I jumped in with my wife, actually, and started attacking the kids' fitness challenges.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we saw that information. I think it was by the International Health Racket and Sports Club Association. I guess they said this was the second fastest growing segment in the fitness industry, you know, and that's very important. You know, we constantly reemphasize to our listeners is to look at the industry and then look at, is there growth in that particular industry? And it does. It looks like this particular segment is exploding. So it does seem like you're in the right place at the right time, that's for sure. What about the history of Great Play? Keith, if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about the history as far as, like, you know, where you've been, where you're going.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it was interesting how we sort of got into it for ourselves, and then, you know, the direction where we're heading next I can hit on a little bit. The real genesis of the idea, I mentioned I was at FitLinks looking at, you know, youth fitness from a business standpoint and seeing that as a growth opportunity. And then separately, my wife Jill, who had had an extremely successful career at Microsoft and was, you know, their top sales manager in the field for a number of years, and, you know, was a real corporate person for a while, took some time off when our own children were born, and then was ready to go back to work several years later, and was taking the kids to kids' gyms and was seeing the industry as a customer of the industry. And started thinking that, hey, this might be an interesting business to get into myself now that, you know, I don't want to go back to the corporate world. Just like many franchisees are in this position, many of our franchisees sort of match Jill's profile of having been, you know, successful corporate and then maybe had kids ready to go back but don't want to go back to the corporate world, and see an opportunity to do something they're passionate about with, you know, that their own kids are interested in. So she was seeing this industry as a customer and thinking, hey, maybe this is something that I'd be interested in franchising. And we started digging into the existing franchise opportunities out in the industry. And, they're, you know, they're terrific. They're great businesses. Mm-hmm. They've been around for a while, and they're pretty proven. But we saw some real opportunities to improve on what was already, you know, a relatively successful industry. And so that's kind of what got us to jump in.
Wow. How do you describe... You know, if you guys were at, like, a franchise show, Keith, you and your wife, and someone came up to your booth and said, what do you guys do? What do you typically say?
Well, you know, many people who'd be looking at something like this are aware of the kids' gym category in general. There are some successful brands that have been around for, you know, a long, long time, for many decades.
Right.
So the category itself is reasonably well understood. So what we explain about us is that we're a unique new take on a category that's been long proven. So you get the, you know, it, from a franchisee perspective, you get the confidence of an industry that's not a fad. You know, it's been around for a while, not going anywhere. But then the differentiation of a whole new and improved take on the category that aren't things that are easily replicated, and that's specifically three things. One is that we took, you know, most of the existing category is based on developmental gymnastics for kids who are five and under. And we took that category, you know, the first thing we did was took that category of the programming and broadened it. Instead of being primarily based on developmental gymnastics, which is cute but incomplete for kids, we developed it on the full spectrum of physical education development. So it includes stability skills, locomotor skills, run, jump, hop, skip, and also manipulative skills, which are the beginning of sports skills, striking, kicking, trapping, catching. So that was the first thing. We broadened the program for younger kids. Second, within the same space, we created a older kids program, a K-5 program of sports skills and physical education, which is actually very unique and not something that you can easily add on to a gymnastics-based program just because of how the space is laid out and how it works. And so this is a totally cool program where kids come in and develop the essential toolkit of 24 sports skills that every child should know so they feel comfortable, whether it's in, you know, in the cul-de-sac or at school, or if they want to go on and be a high school athlete, that they have that toolkit of how to throw a football, how to kick a soccer ball, how to catch a baseball, so that they feel comfortable and confident, because the kids who are comfortable and confident with their sports skills opt in, and they get better, and they develop a lifelong of healthy habits. The kids who feel uncomfortable sort of opt out. They just quietly go do something else at recess, and they start down the path of the youth obesity, the hanging out at the mall instead of going and playing an after-school program. So that was the second thing, and it's a great additional program. And then the third thing we added was a whole technology component to tie it all together, which is our now patented interactive arena, and it's a very, very cool component to the whole program.
Wow, it really is fantastic. It's a great service, you know. It's you know, you think about, you know, I have a son, but, you know, if he's very difficult to teach, you know, and to find someone who can actually teach him to throw a football or hit a baseball, you know, is really very helpful. Have you guys got into, like, the whole party thing, Keith? I know that's become very popular in that segment. I mean, is that part of the service as well? Or
absolutely,
like,
yeah, that's a key component. Right.
Okay.
It's a great use of the space. So basically, if you're looking at, from an owner's perspective, you know, you have this pretty fixed expense box. You know, you're paying your rent, you're paying your utilities. Staff is a pretty fixed expense. So the more you can utilize that box throughout the week, the better you are. And so the weekends end up to be a terrific time for birthday parties.
Of course.
They're a lot of fun.
Right.
Our technology makes them really stand out, so they sell really well. But then they also have a side benefit. In addition to the revenue, you basically have one child bringing in 15 of their friends to come experience your facility.
Yeah.
You give them some free trial cards. They come back for a class, and all of a sudden you've generated some new customers. So you basically have a tremendous referral marketing program that's being paid for by the customers. So it's a, you know, it's a great win-win on the weekends. And then throughout the week, we run our classes and our activities in hour-long segments. And your point on your own son is exactly, you know, is exactly right. You know, these learning these sports skills, these are complex skills. You know, you get a very small percentage of the population just picks up a baseball and seems to know how to throw it.
That's true.
I mean, this is a complex motor skill that has to be learned properly. And in fact, if you learn it improperly by just doing it, you almost have to unlearn the skill to relearn it. That's what golf coaches always say, is that the adults who come in who are self-taught, they're harder than the ones who don't know anything, because you have to unlearn the skill to be able to relearn it. So getting that skill taught, you know, properly by someone who's following a curriculum early in life, just like learning a foreign language early in life, is so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets them up for just a lifetime of success.
Absolutely. It's well said. We were saying earlier in the show, too, we think that this is kind of like one of those feel-good type of franchise opportunities, you know, where you do have the potential to make money, but I think at the end of the day, you're also doing something very good, you know, as you said, building confidence, you know, in these young children. So I think it's a very important type of franchise opportunity. What do you look for in your franchisees, Keith? What types of characteristics are you going to be looking for?
Yeah, well, you know, the number one, your point is the, you know, perfect segue to that answer, which is that, you know, someone who's going to care about the industry and find that exciting, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, all businesses are hard. It's always hard starting a business. It's real work. You're fighting for customers. But it is an incredible feel-good business. At any day, if you're having a hard day and things are, you know, things aren't going your way, or there's something to bounce back from, you go down to the gym and there's a dozen kids at their happiest, loving what you're providing. Our customer satisfaction scores, which we track very closely at all the sites through an online system, are just off the charts. People love what we're delivering, and the kids absolutely, it's their favorite time of the day. So you go down and you can just derive energy from being in the space, and it feels really good. So we're looking for people who want to be in that category, who like working with kids. They don't necessarily have to be the instructors sitting out on the floor. They might be front of the gym doing the sales role, or they might be people who are passionate about teaching the classes themselves. There's both potential roles for owners, but they have to be, you know, excited about the concept of being involved in a kids-related business. And so that's really number one, and that's the common denominator of all our franchisees. And then beyond that, you know, it's the same things that are, you know, cause you to be successful in any sort of business, the drive, the resilience to bounce back, and the creativity for how to go into the local community, be part of the local community, and make connections and partnerships to bring children in and have them know about you. So it's, you know, there are many different types of successful franchisees in this, but the common denominator is that love and passion for the business.
Absolutely. How about technology? A question we've been asking on the show starting about 6 months ago is how has technology played a role in your business? It sounds like it's been a pretty big part.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's one of our fundamental differentiators in our business, both in terms of and there are two fundamental pieces of technology for us. One is the those technologies that are visible to the customer, and that's our interactive arena. And then the second are the behind-the-scenes technology that helps managing the process and the customer relationship. So I can touch on both of them briefly. The in-gym technology that we call the interactive arena is there's one patent already issued, another one pending on some technology for sensing where balls are in space.
Okay.
Basically, it does a few things. The main headline of that technology is that we turn practice into play. We make the space really fun and energetic for the kids. And there's hundreds of examples of what that means. But as one example, that ball sensing technology, we have an interesting way to see where balls are in motion inside the space. So if we're teaching throwing skill that day, for instance, rather than saying, okay, kids, let's learn throwing and then let's practice it, because no one likes to practice it. People only like to play, especially kids, but even adults.
Yes.
And so we say, all right, let's go over here, and we're going to break some bottles on the wall, and we'll project images of bottles on shelves like you would see at a circus game. They throw balls at them. When it hits the bottle explodes, and it has a sound effect, and they keep score. And so it's like playing in a big video game in effect, but it's giving the repetitions of that skill we just learned. So what we're always doing is hiding underneath the covers that this is really good for you, but the kids never know that. To them, it's always play. We don't want the kids to know.
Right, right.
Parents know that, but the kids don't. And so we have all sorts of activities like that where we turn the skill we just taught, the skill of the day, into play using this technology. And the entire space is wrapped in, if you can picture sort of a 2,000-square-foot space, about 40 by 50 feet, three of the walls are completely wrapped in projected digital images. So we have 8 computer projectors up on the wall. They're controlled by a central computer that also controls a sound system in the space. And so we're able to use that to, you know, both play games, but then also just when we're not using the walls for games, it's just we can change the look and feel of it. So when a 2-year-old class comes in the morning, it's young and cute and cartoony, and our mascot Buddy is helping lead the class. In the afternoon, you know, no self-respecting, you know, fourth grader is going to want to come into a cute little, you know, young kid's gym. In the afternoon, they would have no idea that that activity was happening in the morning. They come in, it's a cheering stadium, and there's rock music playing, and the lights come down, and they get introduced into the arena, and it's just a lot of fun. So we're able to use it both for activities and to enhance the learning, and also just to flexibly brand the space throughout the day so that we can attract different ages at different times. So that's our customer-facing technology, and there's a lot more to it, but that sort of gives you the idea. And then behind the scenes, we're tracking, you know, every customer that interacts with us goes into our custom proprietary system where we track their history with us in a great deal of detail. And so, you know, just a couple examples are, you can sign up for just a recurring enrollment program. The system takes care of the ongoing billing, so the franchisee doesn't have to deal with that. At certain intervals in their relationship with us, they're automatically surveyed. The survey information track our net promoter scores and also alert the franchisee if they have any potential dissatisfaction issues so they can follow up. And it's a very comprehensive system for customer management so that we are, you know, so that when you have hundreds of customers, it's a little hard to have a personal relationship with everyone, but with technology assisting you, you can have that personal relationship. So that's sort of the two aspects of our technology.
Wow, that is. It's fascinating. Sounds like adults would want to, you know, as you're describing the whole thing, I imagine adults want to get involved in the whole thing too, you know? Just, you know,
interact. Well, it's funny you say that. Once in a while we get requests for adult birthday parties.
I can imagine.
We don't have our liquor licenses. Sorry about that.
But it is
great for adults. And especially, you know, one class that we're probably going to add shortly is a child-parent sports skill class, where parents will learn how to teach their kids sports skills. So you're absolutely right.
The location, Keith, does it have to be on a main strip, or how does that work? I mean, what do you look for in a location?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be on a main strip. The key aspects are it's got to be convenient. You know, moms make 90% of the buying decisions for kids at this age. We always talk about the mom, so it's got to be convenient for mom. To get to, and parking has to be easy and convenient. It has to feel safe and comfortable. Preferably, it's somewhere near some other activity for a drop-off class, or maybe you can hit the supermarket or something else. But we don't want to pay the premium rent of being, you know, front and center on an end cap on some premium strip mall. It's more of a destination business. We serve a 3 to 5 mile radius around the gym in most locations, so people tend to find out where you are over time. So it's not like it's a walk by impulse buy. People are coming to you every week for years, so it can be in a more secondary location, lower level space, or back entrance space, or more industrial space. Just as long as it's convenient and you know, safe and good parking.
Okay, that makes sense. So once someone decides that they say, okay, you know what, this is something that I want to go into, what's the training like for new franchisees, Keith? How does that work?
Yeah, we have a very comprehensive training program, actually. We have two components of the training. We call it owner training and instructor training. And in some cases, the owner will do both parts of that. The owner training focuses in on how to run the business, how to sell. Sales is a very important component, how to do the sales, how to do the marketing, how to run our systems and operations, how to recruit staff, you know, all the things that you'd want to know to go and successfully operate the unit.
Mm-hmm.
Then separately, we have a instructor training that we encourage them to send their two lead instructors to, and their instructors then become trainers of future instructors. But they learn our curriculum inside out, and also how to operate the arena technology and how to train new instructors. So they'll learn. We have three different sets of programs for these different age groups, and they learn how to teach those classes and everything that's involved in that. And that's a multi-week on-site training program with us, where jump into the inner workings of the classes and trail behind experienced instructors to learn how our classes operate. And so by the end of those two components of training, the owners, and if they're going to teach the class, they've done both of those trainings. If they're not going to teach the classes themselves, they've had a couple other people trained on that. They're pretty well equipped to go ahead and start the business. And then on an ongoing basis, we're available in the background, and we're very involved in helping on an ongoing basis with supporting the franchisees in a number of ways. But that's the initial training to get them up and running.
That's great. This is so important. The majority of our listeners are aspiring, we call them franchipreneurs, Keith, looking, they're thinking about buying a franchise. And you've been in business a long time now. What advice would you give to them in their quest for buying a franchise? What would you say to them?
Well, I think it comes down to two parts. There are so many opportunities out there and so many good opportunities out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it helps to first narrow down the category by looking for a business that you think you'd be passionate about. Opening a business is hard. It's a lot of work. So you want something that you think sounds like is going to be fun and rewarding and exciting for you. And so the people who come to us typically think it's exciting to work with kids. They think it's exciting to be very much a part of their community, where everyone appreciates that they're bringing the latest and greatest to their community. So that's the kind of thing that turns our franchisees on. But you have to find something that turns you on. It sounds exciting because it's going to be a lot of hours, a lot of work.
Right.
So you want it not to be torturous. And then the other thing, once you've narrowed down the category, is then dig into all the different offerings. As we encourage people, look at both the long-established ones that have a good track record, but then also look at something new And yet you got to look a little more closely at something new to make sure that it sounds like it's going to be around for a while and has some viable differentiations. Mm-hmm. But if something, you know, new and innovative is coming that's going to tilt the category and make it perform much different and maybe unseat some of the existing players, you want to understand that as well. So you don't necessarily want to just look at, you know, the biggest, longest established ones, but also what's going to change this industry over the next few years, and start digging in and seeing how their brand is being accepted by their end customers, because that's what you're going to be bringing to your community. So if you have a brand that the customers in the communities that they serve love and it's doing real well, that's, and it's in a category you like, you might have found a pretty good fit.
Yeah, well said. Your plans for the future, Keith, I mean, are you looking to grow, like, in a particular part of the country, or where do you see yourself, like, in 5 years down the road, like, with how, as far as how many units and where you're going to be located and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. If starting from the long-term working back, you know, 5 or even 10 years out, we see a few hundred communities around the country that this type of service makes sense for, we'll be, you know, expanding into those over time. The basic characteristic of a community that this makes sense for is two things. One, obviously, there needs to be a sufficient density of children in the area to fill the classes. At the end of the day, you need several hundred children to be the customers, and so the community has to at least have, you know, sufficient density of families with kids to, you know, within a few mile radius to make that make sense. And then the second is you can tell a little bit about a community's propensity to, do after-school activities, and, you know, some areas are more interested in that sort of thing than others, so not all communities are exactly the same, but if it's an area where, there's a reasonable density of kids, sort of, think urban to suburban locations, and they tend to value children's education spend and after-school activities of any type. It doesn't have to be physical development yet. There might not be a gym there yet, but it might be art classes or whatever it might be. Then it's probably a location that we'll eventually be in. And so our goal is to, you know, be out within, you know, over the next 5-10 years serving those several hundred communities. And to get there, in the meantime, our short term is that we're doing a very controlled rollout, where we're not just, you know, taking in anyone, you know, as quickly as we can get them. We're working very carefully with our initial entrepreneurs to really refine the offering. And so we're looking for people, a limited number of people in good locations who are excited about being in on the ground floor of something new and who like the idea of working actively with the owners of the franchise system to both implement and have success in their own market, but also to give us ongoing feedback and help us refine the offering. So, we'll be doing that. We've been doing that now for the first dozen or so locations, and we look to continue doing that for the next handful over the next year, and then we'll really expand the rollout more quickly after that.
That's great. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Keith? Are there any websites they should go to, any numbers they should call?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is a pretty good starting place for this. It's greatplay.com, and then up top there's a franchise link, and so you can go into there, and there'll be, you know, there's a half a dozen pages and explanation with some background. If that's of interest, the last page of that website has a next steps section where a prospective franchisee can send us a little bit of information about themselves and tell us what got them interested. And I personally review anyone who sends into that next steps page will come to me personally, and I'll personally review their questions and background and get back to them within several days. And if it looks like a potential mutual fit, we'll be in touch to answer questions and have a phone call. But then we'd also get them into some much more detailed information about the offering, the financials, the nitty gritty. And ultimately, you know, would culminate in a discovery day where they come out and visit and see the gym in operation. But, yeah, if someone has a preliminary interest in it, definitely go to greatplay.com and click on that franchise link up top.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Keith. You've been a fantastic guest. And Don and I would love to have you guys. We'd like to invite you everybody to come back in 2012 as we watch you to continue to grow. I think you got a great opportunity over there.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Our pleasure, Keith. Have a great day today.
So what we'll do is we'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
So I want to thank our guest again today, Keith Kamhi, co-founder and CEO of the Great Play Franchise Opportunity. That was a fantastic and very interesting show. Next week, again, we have Right at Home Franchise Opportunity, which is a non-medical senior care franchise. And thank everyone for listening, and go to franchiseinterviews.com. And we'll see everyone next week with another great show. Thanks, everyone, for listening.